What good FinOps actually looks like to a CFO. FinOps is often sold as an engineering discipline. The CFOs who get the most value from it treat it as a financial discipline that engineering participates in. Here's the difference. FinOps has a branding problem from the CFO's perspective. It's often described in terms of tools, processes, and maturity models that feel like IT governance a euro something the infrastructure team owns with finance as an occasional stakeholder. The CFOs who get the most from FinOps treat it as exactly the opposite, a financial discipline that finance owns and that engineering participates in. The difference in outcomes between these two framings is large. FinOps programs owned by engineering teams tend to optimize for utilization metrics and technical efficiency. FinOps programs with genuine CFO sponsorship optimize for business outcomes a euro lower cost of delivering value, better investment decisions about infrastructure, and financial performance that shows up in the P&L. What FinOps actually is. The Cloud FinOps Foundation defines FinOps as an operational framework and cultural practice that maximizes the business value of cloud, enables timely data-driven decisions, and creates financial accountability through collaboration between engineering, finance, and business teams. The key phrase is creates financial accountability. That's a finance objective, not an engineering objective. And it requires finance to be an active participant, not a passive recipient of reports from engineering. In practice, FinOps is the set of people, processes, and tools that connect cloud investment decisions to financial outcomes. When it works, an engineering team can see the cost implications of their architectural choices. Finance can see what the business is getting for its cloud spend. And executives can make resource allocation decisions with accurate information about infrastructure cost as an input. When it doesn't work, you have one of two failure modes: cloud spend growing faster than anyone anticipated, FinOps absent, or a FinOps program that's generating reports nobody acts on, FinOps theater. What CFOs should see and not see. What a functioning FinOps program looks like to the CFO. Cloud spend is predictable within a defined range. Month-over-month variance is explained a euro not by vague references to infrastructure scaling but by specific workload changes, architectural decisions, or planned investments. When anomalies occur, they're identified within hours, not at the end of the month. Budget owners exist at the team or product level, not just at the cloud infrastructure as a whole level. When cloud spend is over budget, there's a specific team accountable for the variance, not a collective shrug about which team caused it. Commitment coverage is actively managed. The percentage of spend covered by reserved instances or savings plans is tracked, and there's a defined process for evaluating new commitments. The CFO knows the utilization rate of existing commitments and the potential savings from optimizing coverage. Engineering and finance are aligned on the cost per unit economics of major products. The cost to serve one customer, process one transaction, or run one batch job is a known number that finance and engineering agree on. This number is an input to product pricing, customer profitability analysis, and investment decisions. What FinOps theater looks like? There's a dashboard nobody looks at that shows 47 different efficiency metrics. There's a weekly FinOps meeting where the same unresolved issues appear on every agenda. There are savings opportunities that are identified every quarter and implemented partially, if at all. And the cloud bill continues to grow in ways that finance can't explain or predict. The tell, if the CFO asks why did cloud spend increase 18% last quarter? And the answer takes more than a week to produce, the FinOps program is not functioning. The three questions every CFO should be able to answer. What are we getting for our cloud spend? This is a business question, not a technical one. The answer should connect cloud investment to business outcomes, revenue generated, customers served, products delivered. Not utilization rates or cost per CPU hour. If the FinOps program can't answer this question a euro, if it can only tell you what you're spending and not what you're getting a euro, it's measuring the wrong things. Is our cloud spend efficient relative to our growth? Cloud spend should scale with business activity, but at a declining ratio as the organization matures. Early stage companies have high cloud cost as a percentage of revenue. Mature organizations should be reducing that ratio over time through optimization and commitment instruments. Tracking cloud cost as a percentage of revenue, or relevant business metric, gives the CFO a benchmark that's meaningful across periods of growth or contraction. What decisions require executive input? Some cloud cost decisions are engineering decisions that finance doesn't need to be involved in. Others are euro major commitment purchases, architectural decisions with significant cost implications, adoption of new cloud services a euro warrant finance involvement. A functioning FinOps program has clear decision rights that define which decisions need CFO or finance sign-off, and a process for surfacing those decisions in time to make them thoughtfully. building CFO sponsorship that works. CFOs who want FinOps to deliver finance-grade outcomes need to be more than occasional reviewers of reports, the sponsorship behaviors that make a difference. Own the cloud cost target. Euro. The CFO should own a cloud cost as a percentage of revenue target, the same way they own margin targets. This signals that cloud cost efficiency is a financial objective, not just a technical one. Require cost attribution. Euro. Refuse to accept unallocated cloud spend above a threshold. If 30% of cloud spend can't be attributed to a team, product, or business unit, that's a governance failure that the CFO should be unwilling to accept. Participate in commitment decisions. Euro. Multi-year infrastructure commitments are financial instruments. The CFO should be in the room when reserved instance or savings plan purchases above a defined threshold are evaluated. Ask for cost per unit, not just totals. Euro. Push engineering and FinOps teams to express cost in business terms. What does it cost to run product A at its current scale? If we double the user count, what happens to infrastructure cost? These are questions that finance is well positioned to ask and that engineering should be able to answer. Connect FinOps to annual planning. Euro. Cloud cost targets for the coming year should be set as part of the annual planning process, with input from engineering on expected workload changes and from finance on commitment opportunities. Not as a number handed down from finance, but as a negotiated target that both sides believe is achievable. The CFOs who get the most from FinOps are the ones who treat cloud infrastructure as a capital-like investment in business capability. Euro. One that requires active financial management, not just monitoring. Cost. Defender is designed for finance-owned FinOps, read-only cloud access, cost attribution by team and product, commitment tracking, and anomaly detection. Euro. The visibility layer that makes financial accountability operational.